Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. The loss of Father Eric Fried is devastating for the community, including the students and his colleagues at Humboldt State University, where he taught as an instructor of religious studies. Fried taught classes at the university since 2007 and was also involved with the Newman Center. Professor Bill Hebricksmeyer explains the connection Fried had with his students.
There were so many students that had a really fond relationship with him, whose minds were impacted profoundly by what they encountered in his classrooms. Yeah, and then the faculty respected him for that. There was nobody who didn't respect Eric on the faculty greatly.
Hebricksmeyer went on to describe the impact of the loss of Father Fried.
Frankly, it's happened so recently, I haven't had a chance to process it. Yeah, it's a great sense of personal loss. I mean, it's a huge loss to our program. I can only imagine what an impact it has on the church itself. I mean, it's for the parishioners of St. Bernard's. I mean, my heart goes out. I think it must be, feel like an attack on the church itself for those people. And it's huge.
St. Bernard's Church will hold vigil prayer services at 2 p.m., 4:30 p.m., and 7:30 p.m. on Sunday to honor the memory of Father Fried. The funeral mass will be held at Sacred Heart Church on Monday at 11:30 a.m. Sergeant Adam Laird of the Eureka Police Department, who faced criminal charges for an alleged use of force incident on December 6, 2012, had his case dismissed today. The district attorney's office filed charges against Sergeant Laird on June 11th, and on July 1st, Sergeant Laird pleaded not guilty to the charges. Based on evidence and expert opinions, it was determined that the case could not be proven beyond a reasonable doubt, and it was dismissed. The final number of arrests for drivers suspected of driving under the influence over the Christmas and New Year's holiday stands at 77. Law enforcement agencies were out on the roads in force in an attempt to identify and remove dangerous and impaired drivers, and the Fortuna Police Department took it one step further. In addition to nabbing drivers on the road, Fortuna Police also conducted a search for drivers who had been previously arrested on DUI charges but failed to show for court dates. Six drivers were arrested in the operation, and now they will face stiffer penalties because of the failure to appear. The next maximum enforcement period will be carried out in the first weekend of February, coinciding with the Super Bowl. Sheriff's deputies arrested 40-year-old Myers Flat resident Drew Earhart early Wednesday morning on suspicion of attempted murder. Earhart was identified as the man who allegedly attacked another man during an altercation at the Blue Room Bar in Garberville. The 36-year-old male victim told deputies that Earhart had gotten into an argument with his friend, and when he intervened, Earhart attacked him. The victim realized he was bleeding profusely and walked around the corner to Gerald Phelps Hospital for treatment of a stab wound. Deputies later received a tip that Earhart was parked on Redwood Drive. Deputies contacted Earhart and found a 5-inch fixed-blade knife in the car and also saw blood on Earhart's person. He was booked into county jail. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. With the arrival of the new year, many people are crafting their New Year's resolutions, promises to change unwanted behaviors or improve aspects of their lives. Dr. Lou Quimby believes that social reflection is the best way to observe the impact of the changes in your life.
So that's part of the perspective about change, is if you want to change, okay, then ask other people about what they see about the changes that you've made and their perspective on what you're doing.
According to Quimby, the best way to ensure success with your resolutions is to tackle the easiest ones first.
So it's interesting then to, if you're making New Year's resolutions, to make a list of things you're afraid of and then start tackling those things. Always pick the simplest one first. You want to do the low-hanging fruit, which means you're going to have success when you pick on the little things. And then you get success by picking on the easy ones, and then success breeds success.
Many people will pledge to lose weight, stop smoking and drinking, and be more loving and kind to others. By taking things one step at a time, you can increase your chances for success in the new year. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.